This is Scientific American's 60-Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata.
One of the consequences of a warming world is that high mountain habitats, which used to be too chilly for trees, are heating up.
There is now sort of newly available real estate for trees above what we call tree line, you know, the sort of literal line in the sand above which trees just can't grow because it's too cold. But now it's not.
Brian Smithers is an ecologist at UC Davis, and he compares this slow-moving migration to land grabs back in pioneer times.
You know, they fired the guns and all the settlers just made a mad dash to claim their stake. It's that, but, you know, if everybody were crawling on their bellies or something like that instead.
Smithers is studying this upslope race among bristlecone pines. These trees can live for more than 5,000 years, making them the oldest individual organisms on Earth. Many of them eke out a living in dry, rocky soils, on wind-blown ridgelines around 11,000 feet in eastern California and Nevada.
They look like the worst bonsai tree imaginable. I mean, they just look gnarled and twisted, something that looks like it's taken a beating for 5,000 years and still living.
So as tree line rises, these giant bonsais are following. But Smithers says the ancient trees now have a competitor, a species called limber pine. The limbers are passing the bristlecones at treeline, sprouting seedlings in that fresh real estate upslope more quickly. Quickly being a relative term here.
It's the tortoise and the slightly faster tortoise.
Smithers documents the race in the journal Global Change Biology. The leapfrogging limber pines could put bristlecones in a bind, hemmed in by competing seedlings upslope and hotter temperatures downslope. And that, Smithers says, would have long-lasting consequences.
You know, we talk about the effects of climate change happening on scales of 100 years. You know, what's going to happen by 2100? But in 5,000 years, someone will be able to go to this stand and say, oh, it looks like this because people made climate change happen 5,000 years ago. You know, it just changes the scale when we talk about the effects of climate change.
Assuming that is, we humans stick around long enough to notice.
Thanks for listening. For Scientific American's 60-Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.